Hello, it's Travis Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's February 10th, 2217 UTC, 10:15 p.m. UTC in the evening, so about 5:15 or so Boston time. We're at 16 degrees 44 minutes south and 37 degrees 24 minutes west, making a little over 9 knots. Of course, almost 20 degrees, which is really good because we've been being pushed off to the west, up to close to the coast, and now we finally have gotten the list that has been indicated in the weather charts for the last 3 or 4 days, and finally allowed us to head a little bit to the east of north, which we have to do, of course, to get out and around the balls of Brazil up in the northeast corner. So at the moment, we're just barely entering that corner, and hopefully we'll get a little bit more of a lift in the next 48 hours. But thereafter, then the wind will be headwinds again, it looks like. So anyway, we saw a big ship today, before dawn, coming up the coast. Been a bit surprising how few ships we've seen, actually. Whether we're too far offshore or only about 150 miles off, not sure why that is, but a few fishing boats on the banks that we crossed. I got down to, for the depth would go from 5,000 meters to 50 meters or so, and I'm sure a lot of sea life there on top of those plateaus. They weren't too big, but a couple of fishing boats didn't get close to any of them, unfortunately, to sort of see what they looked like. And we're going along with a solent now and one reef in the mantle, which is basically what we've had through the night last night, and hope to be able to carry that through the night tonight as well. We have a full cant on with the keel. We've actually been being fairly conservative with that through the course of the race. We have numbers from 0 to 15 on each side, and we've been only going to 12 max, usually around 10 or 12 max, and we push it up to 14. Get a little bit of extra power out of it. At this point, things seem to be fairly stable. One of the concerns is if you ever do have what happened that night with the accidental jive, we're going downwind, you have the keel on the wrong side. If you've got it all the way over, then it really lays the boat over. And anyway, we're going along okay here, and hopefully it'll be just stable through the night. It'd be good to make some miles in the proper direction for once. It's been pretty frustrating the last few days, sort of beating up light winds that are pretty much directly coming from where we were trying to get to. So this is a big bonus here. Hopefully we can get up the coast a ways and take a chunk out of the leg getting up to the equator. So that's it for here. Great American 3 off and clear.